You're listening to His Time. It is Wednesday, August 26th, 7:46 Central Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to check in with our first guests of the morning, the Reverend Todd Kohlbaum and Amy Gertz, Director and Coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission. Good morning, Pastor Kohlbaum.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So good to have you guys with us this morning. Calling in from, where the grass is always greener, out in Concordia, Missouri, at the office there on the campus, beautiful campus of St. Paul Lutheran High School, right?
That's correct.
Very good. Well, how are things going in Rural and Small Town Mission this week?
Oh, they're going fantastic.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are excited about what's coming up, and that is the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference coming up in November, and this is an annual event, and KFUO has gone, we've been there, the last 3 years, and excited about going again this year. What is the purpose of the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference?
Well, it's really an opportunity for us to bring actual practitioners, clergy, laity, all the leaders from these rural and small town congregations together in one place. Which is important because it number one gives us an opportunity to get the most bang for the buck. These are folks who oftentimes are very limited in their resources and the ability to get the time away, so they can get to our national conference and hear about topics, experts on topics all over the place that'll assist them in their ministry. But sometimes and oftentimes with the conference, even more importantly, is they get to network with one another and talk about ideas and exchange ideas. And we even accomplished that on one night by facilitating some idea exchanges. So we really want this to be an opportunity for folks to come in and get the most they can in the shortest amount of time.
Well, very good. And who has attended the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference in the past, Amy?
Well, I always say this is a conference for anybody who's interested in rural and small town. We've had everybody from a school-age girls down to 12, up to pastors, district presidents of all ages. So, and, you know, families sometimes come together. I've actually had little people, mm-hmm. come with their families. Now, they're not participating in the same way that the adults are. However, you can get something out of it, I think, no matter what stage of life you are in, as well as what type of service you are giving to the church.
I have to say, you're right. There are some little people that show up there every once in a while. A couple of years ago, Oscar, our son, was probably the youngest in attendance that year.
I think
he still
holds the record.
Well, it certainly is a gathering of people of all ages, all different kinds of backgrounds, coming from rural and small town congregations and ministries. What defines rural and small town, Pastor Kohlbaum?
Well, technically, in kind of a census way, we define rural and small town. A small town is anything up to about 15,000 folks, which to a community of a couple of hundred or a congregation that's sitting out in the middle of a cornfield, that seems enormous. But that's what the census definition is. What we really find is folks kind of define that for themselves. We've got some places that are fairly significantly sized communities, but they still identify with rural and small town because that's where they grew out of. They've been kind of enveloped by something. But really, most of our folks come from areas that would be 5,000 or less.
So small towns, as you said, 15,000or 5,000, somewhere around there. And those are sometimes those dual parish settings or tri-parish settings often, aren't they?
We see a lot of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they have, I'm sure, unique challenges in and of themselves. One of the benefits of coming together at this national conference is seeing and meeting people who are in who may have like circumstances and discussing and sharing ideas about how you face those challenges, how you embrace the gifts that God has given you in that type of setting. You know, the uniqueness of being in that type of setting, how you can make best use of those gifts, those assets.
That's very true. And when you talk about, our theme, standing in the harvest field, when you're out there in the field, it sometimes feels pretty lonely. And there's no real network for this kind of folks. A lot of the larger churches, they have their own networks. And when you get together in circuits, you've got the bigger churches commingling with the smaller. And so this is an opportunity, like you said, for very like organizations to be together at one time.
Well, who do we have lined up this year to present, and what are some of the topics being are being presented at the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference?
Well, this year our Bible study, which will go through the entire conference, we'll have a little bit each day, is going to be led by Pastor Ken Klaus, the former speaker of the Lutheran Hour, And he's going to be talking from John 4, verse 35. Because that ties into our theme. And then we also have, of course, Pastor Kolbaum. He always is going to give us a little bit about rural and small town. And then we also have Chaplain Craig Mueller from the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to speak about how we can serve both God and country. And then we have... lost my thought for a second. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
We have Dr. Lucas Woodford speaking on Such a Time as This, the Christian Life and Ministry Today, and how we are called to be both salt and light to the world. And I think that's everybody.
We've got all sorts of breakout speakers.
Those are our main keynote speakers. We have lots of breakout topics on pretty much everything, older adult ministry, youth and confirmation,
stewardship,
social media, women's ministries, student debt. It just goes on.
There are literally pages of the breakout sessions that are offered at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. That's one of the great things that you all do is lining up all these. And I know you work pretty far in advance to put this together, but there's just a plethora of opportunities to learn something from others who are in the field, to learn from those who serve our synod as a whole here at the International Center, people from specialized ministries or RSOs, things like that. It's really, it's just a nice mix. Share with us a little bit about the schedule for the event.
Well, we kick off on Thursday afternoon, and so folks will come in, register at 1:00, and we'll go Thursday afternoon and evening. All of the meals during the conference are included, so that's a wonderful part of thing. The food is always fantastic, and so we'll go till 5:00 Thursday night. Excuse me, then we have our optional evening exchanges, those idea exchanges I talked about. They'll be after supper on Thursday evening, and then Friday we go all day. We try to pack as much as we can into the day. We do offer a little bit of free time because we know people want to relax too, but we want them to get the most that they can in that opportunity to be there. So we go all day Friday, and then we have a nice banquet Friday evening. We'll have a little social time before the banquet this year. That's something we're adding, a little extra time for folks to just kind of be together and network a little bit, which is something we didn't have built in before. And then Saturday, we go half a day. We'll go till noon on Saturday so folks can get back on the road. We have a lot of guys that have to get back in the pulpit on Sunday morning, so they need to get going and be able to travel. So we try to cram a lot into a fairly short amount of time.
That is a lot packed in. I don't know. Have we given the dates yet?
November 5th through the 7th. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we're at the Kansas City Marriott Airport Hotel. It's really kind of sounds like in the middle of the city, but not. We're kind of out in the middle of the open plains. We're pretty close to Platte City, which is about a population of 6,000 people. So we feel like we're kind of in our small town area anyway. But yet it's very close to the airport for people who have to travel. They can hop right on the shuttle and be at the hotel in about 3 minutes.
You know, you're right. Some might ask, why are you having the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference at an airport hotel? But you are absolutely correct. It's a great location. It's right outside of the city. It's out in the plains. It looks like you're in the middle of a pasture. There's a nice lake on the side of the hotel there. It's a beautiful setting. Really convenient, easy to get to if you're flying in or if you're driving in. It's really a great place for a conference. I've gone the last few years, and it's a lot of fun. And the staff at the hotel has been great, too.
They've been great to work with, yes.
Okay, so Friday, so I'm sorry, Thursday, November 5th through November 7th. And registration, how do we find registration information?
You can go online to our website, lcms.org/RSTM. And if you want to go directly to the conference, just add another /conference. Otherwise, just go to our website and you can follow the links from there. Mm-hmm. You can also call me anytime, and I'm happy to help you, especially if you want to deal with group rates or couple rates, or if you have any questions, any special needs that you need taken care of, I am happy to help you with that. So our number here is 888-463-5127, and I'll help you deal with any concerns you might have about registration.
All right. So again, that number, 888-463-5127, is that right?
That is correct.
All right, but give them a couple of minutes. We're talking on the phone right now, folks, so don't call that at this very second. Give them a couple of minutes, because when you call, these are the people you talk to. So Amy and Pastor Kohlbaum are there, happy to help you get connected with this conference. It's going to be a great event. Again, lcms.org/RSTM, correct? You can go find more information, follow the links there to get to the conference for this coming fall. It's not only is it helpful, but it's also encouraging and a lot of fun just meeting other people who are in similar congregations from around the country. We've had people from all over the country, right?
For this? Yeah.
Absolutely. California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Florida, Texas. Places that people don't always think of as small town.
Sure, sure. Yeah, there certainly are quite a few from the Midwest, but there are people from all over the country for this event. It's a lot of learning, a lot of growing. There are opportunities for Bible study and worship and fellowship around the meals. It's just great. And there will be some vendors set up, some exhibitors set up with exhibitors set up sharing information about the resources they have as well, right?
Absolutely.
And KFUO will be there. We'll be there sharing that as well. Well, thank you both so much for sharing time today with us and sharing about the upcoming Rural and Small Town Mission Conference, the national conference coming up this fall, November 5th through the 7th, out in Kansas City. You can find out more at lcms.org/RSTM. The Reverend Todd Kohlbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Mission, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And Amy Gertz, Coordinator for Rural and Small Town Mission, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
It was a privilege to have you both on today. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the Daily New Testament reading. More His Time right around the corner on Worldwide KFUO.